أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala knows all the hidden things also and all things which are open also. Allah Ta'ala knows the intentions of every person, and whatever his outward action is, that also Allah Ta'ala knows with which intention he has done it. Also, Allah Ta'ala knows the capability and potentiality of every person, and according to that Allah Ta'ala will judge every person. And so further Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains, وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Or sahaj sahaj punjayenge hum tujhko aasani tak. And gradually we will take you towards everything that is of success and that is of ease and comfort. That is which really the deen of Islam has come for, to give us our jannat in this dunya. And Allah says we will make that easy for you directly to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the whole ummah as well. Everything that will be of success, that will be of goodness, we will make it easy for you. It is just now for us, there's the ummah, that we follow that path which Allah has given us. And Allah has promised He will make that path easy. So this path, firstly it was, ulama, mufassireen have written that as the Quran Sharif is completely protected in Lawh-e Mahfuz, in the heavenly tablet by Allah Ta'ala, like that Allah Ta'ala will make it 100% secure and protected in the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is which we realize and we see that how Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the Quran Sharif, and not only the words, not only the qiraat, the meaning and the character of the Quran, everything of the Quran was fully in the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, to a great extent, as far as memorizing the Quran, Allah has kept it in the ummah also. But everything else also of the Quran Sharif, what character the Quran Sharif teaches, what business principles the Quran Sharif teaches, unfortunately we are very far from that. That also we should make effort, and it comes into us, that we will make easy for you all things of success and comfort and ease. Amongst that also is the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala. That also is not an easy thing, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Like we say, every day the sun rises and sets, but we take no lesson from there. Even we call the great scientists, astronomers, they will just take some outward meaning, but the reality to recognize Allah Ta'ala, unfortunately, that is not in us. But Allah said, for O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will make it easy for you. And we see consequently the du'as which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made. Those du'as alone are sufficient proof of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made du'as. That was all based on the ma'rifat of the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. From there comes naturally the muhabbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala had made this also easy. So much love that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most perhaps beloved to him in his family was his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. But in spite of that, he said, even if my daughter Fatima has to steal, I will not hesitate in having her hand also chopped off. So much love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah Ta'ala was the greatest in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sahaba that he loved so much, but when it came that they had to be stoned to death, then he executed that decision and judgment, and he had them stoned to death also. So in the, as far as the love of Allah is concerned, nothing could surpass that. Then Allah Ta'ala say, as Allah says, we'll make everything easy for you. The coolness of the eyes, the enjoyment in ibadat, that also Allah had granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the whole night he would make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. His legs will swell up, but it will mean nothing to him. He will carry on. And making jihad, striving in the path of Allah, what difficulties in the battle of the trench, in the battle of Uhud, where his tooth also became shaheed, battle of the trench where the Sahaba showed him a stone fastened to their stomach because of hunger. He showed that he has got two stones fastened to his stomach. So much of love for the ibadat and fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with. Further, the islah of the ummah, no stone was left unturned. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the islah of the ummah, the immediate ummah of that time, the Sahaba, to perfection. So much so that towards right at the end of the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he could not join the Jamaat Namaz, which was the masjid was joined to his house, but he was too ill, too weak to join the Jamaat Namaz, he asked the curtain to be raised, and when he saw the Sahaba in Jamaat, he felt so comfortable, so much at ease, that such a group of people are prepared now that they will take this deen of Islam and they will spread it in the world. So how much of islah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of the ummah. And then another very great aspect of good governance. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam governed the country Islamically so well, and he laid such great principles that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they governed and how much of ease and comfort they had made everyone in the Muslim government, that everyone lived very peacefully. There was no fear of anything, and everything, every need was fulfilled of the people by the government. Today we have socialist governments that want to see to the needs of the people, but they cannot come anywhere near where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taken the ummah. So such governance also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with. And then whatever were obstacles and were problems in order to achieve, to reach success for the ummah, all those problems also were removed. As when till today, when we go to Roza-e Mubarak, amongst the various other salat and salam etc. which we read on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we say qad ballaghta risala, you conveyed the message, wa adayta al-amana, the amanat you have fulfilled the trust of, wa kashafta al-ghumma, whatever problems the ummah could have reached, you have removed those problems, you have explained them also. So this was the great mission, and in which in the small ayat, wa yassiruka lil yusra, that we will make gradually everything easy for you, that will reach towards your ease and your comfort and your success. And Allah Ta'ala had showed that splendid life and the model life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala had granted it. Now it is an open book for us. We just have to follow it in order to solve our problems. But today we say we are beset with problems. Individually, in the family, in the community, the whole ummah at large. It is one simple thing that we are not following that path which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chalked out for us. Today we feel modernism is the way to go. Western way of life is the way to go. Whether it's our weddings, our eating, our dressing, our holidays, everything must be according to the Western way and according to the modern way. And then we wonder why Muslims are having problems. We are not living like proper, like Muslims, perhaps in the least bit, but we, it's simple to understand, we are planting weeds and we want roses to grow. And that does not happen. If we love the Islamic way of life, which is so clear, then we will get those results which definitely Allah had given in Islam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah let us understand these realities. This is a very brief explanation. The details of it are much more. We all have, Allah gave us a knowledge, gave us understanding. Let us ponder in it and see in which direction we should be going. Wa akhiru da'wana.